Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Lessons from Amos. Don't pass through Beersheba, but pass not to Beersheba. Amos 5:5. Beersheba, well of the sevens, became a location of some importance in Israel's early history. Hagar, the Egyptian bondwoman who bore Ishmael, was rescued by God at Beersheba. Abraham improved the well at Beersheba and settled there, built a grove, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. It was at Beersheba that Abraham was told to sacrifice Isaac. Beersheba figured prominently in the life of Israel. Isaac made a covenant with the Philistines there, repaired the well, and lived at Beersheba for many years. Historically, Beersheba is best known for the political oaths ceremoniously confirmed there with the secular nations around Israel. At Beersheba, truth later became equated with tradition, substituting the wisdom and traditions of man or the world's logic for truth can be very dangerous. God looks forward, not backward. Historical places and events are lessons, not laws. God wants obedience, not activity. Past victories are to be praises, not patterns. God demands truth, not compromise. Successful negotiations are directives, not doctrines. Seek good and not evil, that you may live, and so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as you have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.